Baseball Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett died yesterday after suffering a stroke at his home in Arizona over the weekend. He was 45 years old. Kirby Puckett spent his entire 12-year major league career with the Minnesota Twins, leading them to a pair of World Series championships. William Wilcoxon of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
In early March, you could expect Minnesota sports fans to be reveling in hockey, maybe basketball, but not this week. Instead, many are mired in the mid-80s. At Twin Cities watering holes, fans like Vidal Allen of St. Paul are reminiscing about the first time they saw the 5-foot-8-inch center fielder named Kirby Puckett burst out of the batter's box into his bowl-legged gait.
He wasn't the big, strong guy because he had the big pot belly, you know, the heavier guy. I never really got into baseball until I saw Kirby Puckett. And I'm like, he's a little guy, but I'm like, he could just knock the heck out of the ball. You know, I'm just like, wow, look at this little guy swing.
2 years before Kirby Puckett's 1984 arrival, the Minnesota Twins had had their worst season in team history. But by the time the Twins won the 1987 World Series, fans were jamming into the Hubert Humphrey Metrodome to wave their homer hankies at Kirby Puckett. Greg Wong covered the Twins' first championship for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Wong says Puckett's appeal to fans came from a combination of traits.
Little guy, little squat body, you know, the smile. He had, always had that smile, just an infectious smile, you know, and he always related to the little guy.
Wong says the joy that Puckett found on a baseball diamond was obvious to all those around him, from teammates and fans to sports writers and even opposing players. After another World Series title, a Most Valuable Player award, a batting title, and many other honors, Puckett woke up one day unable to see out of his right eye. Glaucoma brought a sudden end to his playing career in 1996. In an interview 3 years later, Puckett said he never felt any bitterness and instead felt fortunate for the 12 years he spent in the big leagues.
I never sat in the mirror and go, why me? I just thought that, you know, God or somebody wants me to have this disease to get the word out and spread the word to other people, because right now there's over 3 million Americans walking around with glaucoma right now.
Health experts say the stroke that ended Puckett's life was probably not related to his glaucoma. Some say the additional weight he had gained since the end of his baseball career likely was a factor in his death. For NPR News, I'm William Wilcoxon in St. Paul.